racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool Radio Program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Here on a Wednesday, the 16th now of March, and big night last night, of course, and don't want to beat a dead horse, but, well, let's put it this way. The only dead horse is Mark Rubio now because he's out of the race, and I think if you know what happened, of course, we saw things go down. Trump now has 661 delegates, Cruz with 406, so there's 1,079 remaining. And you need that magic number of 1237. Donald Trump's a little over 60% of the way, I think. Hillary Clinton's got two-thirds of hers that she needs. So, I mean, she's pushing Bernie Sanders down pretty quick. There's still a lot of uncommitted votes, though. It's kind of funny. And O'Malley's still in there. But anyhow, Dave, I guess, you know, the fireworks went off last night. Big story today about the Supreme Court. But how you doing, man?
Yep, I'm doing all right. Okay, you called for fireworks. There you go. Hey, that's a better kind of fireworks anyway. Yeah, just following that story amongst a bunch of other ones. The Fed decided not to raise interest rates today. Not a big surprise to us who are paying attention. They cut the forecast for the interest rate hikes from 4 to 2, so they're backing off of that. So I guess that's something. The markets have definitely reacted to that, and they're in their play at their pump and dump games. So yeah, happy, I guess.
Yeah, it is happy. And of course, you know, Trump has said that they're waiting for a turn of administrations to pull the rug out, which is likely that could happen. And, you know, I mean, it's obviously we've been building, you know, skyscrapers on sand, eggshells and thin air with this economy for years now, friends. I mean, we can go back to the Federal Reserve Act, but I mean, the pedal hit the metal back around, the last of Bush's, year in 2008 with TARP, and then it continued. I mean, they just, you know, shoved it down into overdrive and stepped on it harder with QE 1, 2, and 3. So, I mean, this is not because of who's in office, friends. This is because of bad economics that have been around for a long, long time, right, Dave?
Absolutely. It's the private central banks and their policies, their usurious policies that have been causing all of these problems.
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to simplify things, but it's like supposing Trump wins and he steps into office in January of next year, less than a year away. Day one, the Fed crashes the market. Day two, Donald Trump arrests all these banksters, which is what I'd like to see happen, to be honest with you. I mean, there's going to be a train wreck coming up here pretty soon, one way or another. And whether they try to paint a political face on it or not is really not the issue, friends. I mean, we've had a lot of problems, and we're not doomsday people. We're just, you know, you can't do this. You know, you can't create this Ponzi scheme. You cannot print trillions of dollars that are not worth the paper they're not printed on anymore to create an economy that just doesn't exist. Isn't that kind of the way it is, Dave?
Pretty much. And it's been that way for a long time. It keeps going farther and farther. They're kicking the can down the road, and it's working less and less. At some point, they're going to reach a point that they can't continue it anymore. I think this is one of the reasons they want to get these wars started, so they can blame it on that, and the bankers can go, see, it wasn't us. It was the war. It was the cyber attacks, ISIS terrorism, whatever the hell excuse they want to come up with. It doesn't change the truth.
Yeah, it doesn't. And foreboding that we don't have a solution, which we really don't, you know, the situation being that we're going to get swept into this hurricane one way or another sooner or later. And whether it's a war, whether it's an economic battle or an economic war with China or somebody like that, because China doesn't like a lot of things that are being said right now. And they're in trouble already, of course. And we've seen this all across Eastern Europe and various places as well. And, you know, the Germans aren't very happy with Merkel. Even the liberal people in London now are calling to get out of the EU with the British pound, but that's a little bit too late. That's a day late and a pound short. You know what I mean?
And pretty much.
Yeah, I mean, it's a setup, and it's a masterful design for an international collapse, friends. And, you know, the thing is simply this is, we are going to have to resort to going back to trading among ourselves the best we can if something like this happens. I do believe the United States can survive, but it's like we're going to have to say, all right, corn for oil, for pig's bellies, for, you know, for lumber, for, I mean, we're going to have to get back to looking at what we can produce ourselves and supply ourselves with, because if we're relying on international trade for all kinds of things, we may be in a lot of trouble. And this is definitely on the horizon as things progress here. You know, there's a lot of other questions too. Of course, one of the stories I was looking at was Donald Trump was declining another debate, and he was saying that he had to meet to speak with the people at AIPAC that night. AIPAC. Ooh.
Ugh.
Yeah, nobody likes them. AIPAC, I remember, you know, reading about them many years ago. I guess it was Congressman Paul Finley, who did a lot of, who, you know, he's a Republican from Illinois, I think, and, he wrote a book called None Dare Speak Out. And a friend of mine who was from Lebanon gave it to me and said, you need to read this. And I started reading through it about AIPAC and the lobby there. And now Trump has to address these people. Well, what is he going to say? That's an important question, I think, because there's a real big serious issue. They are now nominating this Justice Garland, who will be the fourth Jewish person to sit on the Supreme Court. Now, remember, friends, according to laws that Democrats and others have put into office, you know, they really can't, or put into effect anyway, they really can't have a Supreme Court judge who can be nominated in the last 11 months of the presidential term. Now, what they will be saying, though, is that they can put in a kind of a substitute guy to sit for one session, all right? Because, you know, the court has to move on. He may not be able to nominate and get a permanent seat there for this judge, but he can at least put him in an emergency contingency basis for one session. A lot of issues. People are already talking about this, of course, gun control, immigration, so many other things that are kind of coming up before the court. I mean, there could be a landslide of cases that slide through while this justice is there temporarily, if not approved. So, you know, what do you think of all this, Dave? You sent me some great information. I was reading that about his involvement in the Oklahoma City bombing trial and how he got involved with all that from the very beginning. And this is a very serious issue, my friends. If you've ever seen the film A Noble Lie, I have it, and I've watched it, and it's quite shocking as to all the information that the way this whole thing was handled with the Oklahoma City bombing. The story is not just plain Tim McVeigh and Nichols and a few others, John Doe number 3, but there's a lot of other people involved in this that need to be investigated. And so the whole thing was essentially a smokescreen in my thinking, Dave. And so when you have a judge who is involved with the prosecution of that being nominated as a Supreme Court justice, that in itself is a red flag. But then again, this will be the fourth Jewish person to be appointed to the Supreme Court. We have three others, Ginsburg, Kagan and Breyer. The other five Catholics, minus even Scalia, of course, who was the sixth, the other five Catholics and three Jews, plus this new person, Garland, will make it four Jews and five Catholics on the Supreme Court. No Protestants, friends. No Protestants at all on the Supreme Court. Anyhow, Dave, you sent me that. I posted some things there from those comments that you made, and very observant and astute, even from Wiki and a few other places. People are already noticing this guy has a background, and he's very liberal on gun laws.
Yep. I don't know the whole scope of it because I didn't have a lot of time to go looking. It was a cursory look when they announced that he was being nominated for the court. I was like, let's check this out a little bit. And yeah, the Oklahoma City bombing was a red flag to end all red flags. I was like, I knew right then. I didn't have to read any farther. It's like, we got a problem here because that was an obvious false flag. The physics do not support the official story. Go figure. I wonder how that happened. It's not like we hadn't seen that before, 9/11, Building 7, and all of that stuff. And he's also from Chicago. Okay. Yep. Cronies. What do you know? More of the same.
Yeah, absolutely. And, of course, you know, his involvement in that whole thing with Oklahoma City is extremely suspicious. And there maybe should be some questions that come up from the whole board of review people who are going to be looking at this nomination pick. And we don't know how soon this is going to go into effect. Of course, this might be just a trial balloon and Obama might have somebody else in mind, but you know, it's very, very suspicious. And you know, we know that this guy is very determined, of course, according to a lot of the reviews that I'm reading about, that he is there to replace Antonin Scalia. He has a very liberal view on gun rights, and he's basically there to possibly overrule the recent ruling by Scalia and the court on the Second Amendment, if he's confirmed. So, you know, I don't know how they're going to overrule something that they've already ruled. It's kind of like, you know, when the Supreme Court speaks, it's forever the truth. No, that hasn't happened historically. A lot of things have been turned around, like Judge Roger Taney years ago, who was actually the first Catholic judge on the Supreme Court. And this was prior to the Civil War, and he was one of the people who implemented the Fugitive Slave Act and the Kansas-Nebraska Act, and gave the ruling decision on the Dred Scott case, where he decided that people who were black would never be citizens in the United States of America and would never be allowed rights as citizens on the Dred Scott case. Well, obviously, that's been overturned, but when we talk about McVeigh and Terry Nichols in the Oklahoma City bombing case, we find out he was responsible for major decisions in that case, including seeking the death penalty for Tim McVeigh. Well, I mean, if McVeigh never really denied that he was not involved with all this, the problem is what else went on here? What actually happened in this whole thing? And this was one of those, you know, what I would call pivotal pieces of legislation, or a moment in American history where domestic terrorism became a serious problem. And this judge was very much involved in all that domestic terrorism roundup, if you like. Sounds like the Southern Law and Poverty Center.
Law Center. Yeah, those nice people. Well, it was interesting. On 1995, on April 19th, if you paid attention to the local news and everything that was coming out as it was coming out, you got a little bit more accurate picture of what was going on, because they were talking about the bombs and the buildings and everything else that was going on. But after that day, all of that got swept under the rug. So if you weren't paying attention at the particular time, you never would have known any of that. So, and the same thing with San Bernardino. The same thing happened. You know, three white men, muscular, you know, tactical, trained, going out and shooting a bunch of people, turned into a Muslim couple that was found dead, handcuffed in an SUV, all shot up. I wonder how that happened.
Yeah, right. You know, we've talked about that so much, Dave. We ought to find the archive of that program and play when we were on the air that day what was going on. We were beginning to say right then, count the numbers, watch the story change. You know what I mean? And that's what happened the whole time. And the narrative has taken over, even though, like with Oklahoma City, John Doe number two, you know what I mean? That was the number one manhunt around the country was for John Doe number two, and then he kind of disappears from the narrative, and all we have is Tim McVeigh left, you know. I mean, the story changes with these things. We saw it change at Sandy Hook. We saw the way all the emergency crews showed up at the Oklahoma City Murrah building and then were called out of there to help anybody because the threat of another bomb, might be in the building. And they all pulled back out. It's a piece of that history that we've all forgotten. It's in that film, A Noble Lie, if you have seen that.
Yeah, and multiple explosions, you know, the whole thing, you know, it's ridiculous. You know, one thing is for absolutely certain, Steve, if my name was John Doe, I think I would be changing it.
Yeah, right. Well, there was the story, too, of course, of, the gentleman's name, escapes me now. You know, his brother was an attorney and, of course, found out that what had happened is his brother had been beaten to death. Presumed to be John Doe number two and wasn't him. And this whole story opened up very much. Even Orrin Hatch was involved in this. But, you know, I mean, this was a witch hunt, of course, blaming all kinds of people, and they never really did take a look at what was really going on because they don't really want you to know the truth. And this happens over and over and over. And here you got a guy with a smiley face who is covering all of that up, being recommended as a Supreme Court judge. And, you know, this is the kind of thing that's happening in the United States of America, friends.
You're not surprised, are you? I'm not.
No, I'm not surprised. I was thinking, you know, he might, that Obama might throw us a curveball this time and have a black woman who was somewhat of a liberal Protestant type. You know what I mean? A Baptist or something like that, who was basically not really a Baptist in actual practical policy, but, you know, somebody from that kind of a background, maybe. But no. I mean, this was actually, you know, this situation is really in your face. But that's what Obama's been doing to us all. I mean, the guy's an imposter, friends. Come on, you know, he has been all along. How many Social Security numbers does he have? You know, the whole thing is so in your face that's what's really destructive. And of course, this is giving rise to the Trump campaign and even Bernie Sanders, friends, because people know the establishment has gotten so corrupt that we can't trust them, and we have to get other people in there right away to stop this enormous mega treason that's been taking place in the last 20 years, big time at least, and even longer, really. But, I mean, it just, as we said before, it's accelerating. It's getting worse by the minute.
It absolutely is. And it's getting more and more transparent to people. People that aren't even listening to independent media, just looking at the newspapers and the magazines and the politically correct, you know, news broadcasts, are starting to see this because it's so damn transparent. It's in your face. They're rubbing our noses in it. Neener, neener, what are you going to do? And they're in there with paid actors trying to, you know, exacerbate all the violent feelings and all these, you know, rallies out there. And all they're doing is just turning the heat up. And it's already, you know, almost a boiling point. And when they finally do have this brokered convention and do something like stick Mitt the Twit in there, people are going to freak out and we're going to have riots and all sorts of nasty things. And there's nothing they can do to stop it because once it gets going in full, it's over. Game over.
Yeah, it really is a very serious moment, and I don't know what the solutions are. And friends, you know, I've said before this, and, you know, Ron Paul was a guy that I thought was provided all the solutions the country needed back in 2008. The Republicans ignored him and basically stole the nomination process from him and gave it to John Insane McCain. And then, of course, if that wasn't bad enough, you know, in 2012 with Nitwit Romney, you know, who has now come out as a traitor again. And we did a show on him, and I just said, I cannot vote for this guy knowing his past, his involvement with the banks down in Panama while all that drug dealing was going on and those right-wing death squads and blood money and stuff, how he went there with millions and came out with billions. His connections to Monsanto, Bibi Netanyahu. Mitt Romney was an evil man. And I exposed that on some radio shows years ago. And I said, you know, there's just no way I could possibly vote for this guy. But Donald Trump, I have to just barely give a passing grade to. Not five-star endorsement, friends, but just barely a passing grade. And that is because he's not entrapped in all that stuff. And I think he really does. I'm assuming that he really does want to solve these problems. And, you know, even Bernie Sanders doesn't seem to be as hooked up to them as some of these others are. Obviously, Hillary Clinton is a Goldman Sachs stooge.
Ugh.
Oh, my gosh. I listened to just a few minutes, you know, last night during these acceptance speeches and, you know, winning speeches that were on CBS. Trump was supposed to speak to everybody at 7 o'clock, but she got on first, right, Hillary Clinton. And, man, I could not even stand to hear her voice. She sounded like a crow. I mean, she's hoarse, apparently, but, I mean, her voice was so grating that I couldn't even listen to her for very long, saying much of the same stuff, of course. You know what I mean? But I don't understand how people can even support that woman. And yet she's got a substantial number of delegates. She's at least two-thirds of the way there right now, friends. And she is a flawed candidate. You know, I don't know how she could even be in the race. And you know, I'm embarrassed for the brain-dead Democrats, I'm sad to say. Anyway.
It's all manufactured, Steve. Political theater.
That's what it is. We'll be right back after the break.
Neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendivite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendivite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. And Extendivite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendivite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendivite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Robertson Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Robertson Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Robertson Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
If your home has hard water and it's leaving white spots, then it's likely that limescale is clogging your pipes. Limescale can cost hundreds of dollars a year in wasted energy and early appliance breakdown. HydroCare systems available at Wave Home Solutions prevent and remove limescale with just a simple filter change every 3 years. There are no salts, chemicals, or magnetic coils. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, just go to bestwater123.com. That's bestwater123.com.
If you're a talk radio fan, AccessRadio.net lets you listen to the best talk shows anytime and from anywhere. Works on your mobile or landline phone, and there's no cost if you have unlimited minutes. No need to use your data. Find your favorite talk show listen lines and discover new ones. Now you can listen on your schedule. Go to AccessRadio.net. That's AccessRadio.net. Save your favorite listen lines today.
Am I missing something? Oh, that's cool.
No, I don't think you're missing anything, Steve. I'm just sitting here messing around with the control panel, and I was kind of waiting for you to come back in. Was getting ready to say something, but hey, it is what it is.
Well, sometimes, you know, I never know. I'm talking with my mute on, or I'm muted and I'm talking, or who knows. But yeah, anyhow, I am glad to be back here on Lightspeed along with Etheric Dave. And that was a cool little beeper thing. Is that from your radio tapper?
Yeah. Well, basically what that is, I hit this button right here, and that will pulse out in CW, Morse code, my call sign for identification, because when you're on amateur radio transmissions, you got to identify your station every 10 minutes. You don't necessarily have to use your voice doing it because you can just keep right on talking, you know, hit the little button right there, and hey, you're legal, so how about that?
That's cool. Yeah, that's really cool. I like the old days of, you know, the wireless and the telegraph and everything like that. Okay, well, let's go to Jerry in Chicago, see if Jerry is there. Jerry.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Can you hear us?
Oh, okay, I didn't hear the sound. So thanks for taking my call, Steve and Dave. Good afternoon. You know, I wanted to weigh in on, you were talking about Oklahoma City and Timothy McVeigh. You know, I know this is preaching to the choir, but he wrote his sister a letter months after the CIA hired him, and he was so happy that he was on the CIA payroll. And this was before Oklahoma City. And he was going to do hits in this country. He was a wet boy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What's a wet boy, though?
Wet boy is an assassin, paid assassin.
Ah, okay, yeah.
Wet work.
I believe that's a CIA term for their paid wet assassins. I guess
see.
The mob uses the term mechanic. Who knows what the Bushes use? Maybe Blackwater, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, something like that, yeah.
But she sent, I think it was the New York Times published that letter. It was about 3.5 pages. And, you know, again, it's FBI and government infiltration and the different things. And, you know, what gets me is, wasn't it the alcohol, tobacco, firearms, and explosives got told not to go to work and report to the Murrow's building that morning?
Correct.
Yeah. So, I mean, you know, people don't see this stuff. They don't hear it for years later, and they already forgot because the newest episode of Walking with the Dead is on or something, you know?
Right. Right. You know, there's I was just going to say, I was going to put out a little bit of a plug here for our Chitango chat room, lightspeedradio.chitango.com. There's a bunch of really good links up there that I haven't had a chance to check, and the people that go in there post some great stuff. But there's some things about the media and how they, what their plans are. And I guess where I'm going with this, Jerry, is having worked in the news media, I blame the news media for criminal activity in everything that's been going on all these years, because they have been incredibly bought out and controlled and are party to these conspiracies. They should not be doing these kinds of things or using public property on your airwaves. They don't own those airwaves, by the way. They're licensed to operate in the public trust. So there's just a violation right there. But the point is simply this, like you said, you know, we're years out now from the John F. Kennedy assassination, Bobby Kennedy, Martin Luther King. I believe it's pretty well conclusive now that those were all FBI, CIA, hidden government hits, all of them were. And we have things like Oklahoma City, the Waco attack, of course, and then 9/11. I mean, these are the kinds of things that it's the news media's responsibility to uncover. That's their job. That's their obligation. That's their charter of trust, you know. And, you know, what newspapers are one thing, but the people using public broadcasting airwaves, like all of these stations, PBS, CBS, NBC, Fox, ABC, all of these people that are licensed to use public property are under obligation. And I think that they should be punished to the utmost extent of the law for doing what they've done to this country.
I think over time they're going to get punished and punished, period, because people are going to realize that they've been bamboozled on the people that they thought they trusted.
Yeah, I think not only over time, but it should be, they should be punished time after time after time. So hang on, buddy. We'll be right back after this break if you got another comment.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at herbalhealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA olive leaf, the natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA elderberry power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules, now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body, normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit herbalhealer.com and click on the fall winter specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. Herbalhealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on. And learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocholine therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Welcome back to Lightspeed, everybody, here on the long second segment here. And I think if we still have Jerry on the line, Jerry, got time for another comment or two? Hang in there, buddy. Are you still with us?
Joe's here.
Oh, Joel from Wisconsin. Okay, well, Joel, that's good. I was going to get ready to get to you, my friend. So you're on the air with Steve and Dave.
Okay, how you doing, guys?
Good, man. How you doing?
All right.
You brought up Oklahoma City, and that just brings up some old memories where, if you remember, I think Bill Clinton was standing two blocks away from there in the street where allegedly the rear end of the Ryder truck landed. And if you analyze that, you know, did it go over the tops of all the buildings and stuff, or did it take, you know, did it walk around? And if you looked at, anyway, my point is, if you looked at the rear end, what they showed, the rear end of the Ryder truck, the studs that hold the wheels on, they were all intact, sticking out, almost like somebody unbolted it. A big truck has dual wheels, and so they have long studs. And in order to get the wheels off, you got to take the nuts off. And they were there. So now, if we're supposed to believe that the rear end was blown out of the truck and then the wheels were blown off the rear end, then how come the studs were intact? Or was there any more of the truck around? Like, where's the frame or where's the engine? Was any of that stuff found?
Vaporized.
Yeah, disintegrated like the planes.
Yeah.
And that bomb, that fertilizer bomb truck, allegedly, they showed pictures where some of the wallboard and stuff where it was, it passed that the bomb didn't take the wallboard off in certain areas, but it went past that and took out some concrete pillars deeper inside the building. Now, is there any logic to that at all?
Nope.
No. And I believe
go ahead.
Flight 77 at the Pentagon, the record shows that it took some poles down. Remember that?
And the
normally if an airplane hits a pole, I think it would shear through the wing.
It would.
But there again, I think the studs were sticking up where the poles were unbolted.
Mm-hmm. And the poles were unmolested. They were just laying on the ground. They weren't dented. They weren't cruffed up. They were just kind of laying there like somebody pulled them up out of the ground and just laid them down.
Yes.
Yes, but one of them ended up inside the taxi cab of a guy by the name of Lloyd England. Remember that? Yeah, went through the window all the way from the front to the back. That whole story. Did you hear that interview with that guy?
I remember that too.
Yeah. Well, was it the Citizens Action Group or somebody like that? Citizens Action Team that did a video with him, and it was really pretty revealing.
There's a website. There's many of them, but can I plug a website here?
Yes, absolutely. Sure.
Okay, conclusive evidence the 9-1 planes were not real. There's many of them out there, but this one's pretty good because it shows how it's impossible for an aluminum airplane to crash through steel girders and go enter the building without the wings and the tail breaking off. Normally, if an airplane crashes into something that's bigger and stronger, the wings would break off, or something would fall down. You know, it would crash into it, and it would crumple up and fall down. Some of it would fall down. But in this case, no. The plane goes right in, melts in, no problem.
Yeah, but we all saw that on the video, didn't we?
That's right. That's right. We saw it on just like the Wizard of Oz,
right,
where a witch can fly around on a broom.
Yeah, it was pretty pathetic. And, of course, with the Pentagon, as you mentioned before, you know, the there were no less than 8 witnesses. Well, actually, 13, I think they were. But they had 8 of them on that documentary, 2 of which were Pentagon cops who didn't know each other, who both gave independent reports that they had seen this jet approaching north of the Sitco station over the naval annex. And it was coming in very, very low, and it was coming in rather slowly, of course. And this is where they saw the so-called jet that was supposed to be there. And we know from the trajectory of that jet that it could not have possibly have taken out those poles. I mean, it was way north in a different direction coming in over that area. And it was timed to fly over the Pentagon almost simultaneously as to what hit the building from the bottom there on the other direction, hit at the same time. So, you know, I mean, you can see that there were some real problems with that, Chrissy. I think it's the, FTA and the you know, all the you know, the safety boards and people like that, they're all saying FAA, that is, FAA and the safety boards were all saying there was only one plane in the area which would have hit the building. Well, there were evidently two flying objects there, one from a different direction and something that came in along the trajectory of where those poles were lying down. And so, I mean, there's so many of these things that we have been told that we should believe. The video, of course, I've looked at it myself, and the more you look at it in slow motion, the more it does look fraudulent, almost all the video of the Twin Towers being hit. And, of course, nothing hit World Trade Center 7, which was a real glitch in the whole plan. I believe something went wrong there. My guess, of course, this is just my guess, that because the flight that was supposed to hit the Pentagon, or not the Pentagon, but World Trade Center 7 was delayed by about 45 minutes, Shanksville 93, because it was delayed for 45 minutes on takeoff, it put them outside the window. So where they started playing the tape at about 9:25 or 9:30, somewhere in there on board that plane. So everything was set to go, and they started with this narrative that the plane was being abducted and hijacked, but yet it was way out in western Pennsylvania at this time, and there was no way it was going to make it back inside the window to be believable to hit World Trade Center 7. Just my guess. But something went wrong. There was about a 45 to 50 minute delay. That plane was supposed to take off at 8 o'clock, and instead it didn't get off until about maybe a quarter till 9, I think it was, and was way off in western Pennsylvania by the time the two towers had been hit. It was about 45 minutes outside the window of believability. And that's my guess as to what happened with World Trade Center 7. I don't know for certain, but something went wrong. Then they found out, of course, okay, we've got a problem. World Trade Center 7 is laced with explosives. It was supposed to come down. What are we going to do? It's all going to be found out. And then Larry said, well, and then they gave the order to pull it, and we watched the building come down. You know, so obviously they had to pull that one down, you know, via remote and later on in the afternoon. My guess, any comments?
Yes, I unlike most people, I do not ever try to fill in the blanks because they're endless. If you try to figure out what happened, you could go on forever and ever and ever, and then everybody can argue about everybody else's opinions. But I just look at the evidence and say, yeah, this is what did not happen.
Right.
And that's all
right.
You got to do. You can stop right there. You can say, this is not what happened. They're lying, and we caught them in a lie, and then we don't really owe them an explanation as to what did happen. We have to go back to the liars and say, okay, now what happened?
The burden of proof is on them.
Right.
Absolutely. I don't even believe there was any planes. Why would they waste so many? Why would they even waste planes? I think the whole story is made up.
Doesn't matter. The official story is a bunch of bovine excrement, and that's all that we really need to focus on.
Right. If we catch them in lies, that's really all we got to do.
Yeah, absolutely. And you're right about that. We spend so much time, and when I hear all these theories and stuff like that, I say, well, that's going to make a wonderful reading little conversation piece on your coffee table 15 years from now. But it's not going to do anything to change things, friends. And just like we said before, I've got my theories, and that was my theory about World Trade Center 7 and Flight 93. Hey, maybe, maybe not. But the point is simply this, that let's look at it this way. World Trade Center 7 should not have gone down. And that is a fact that I think everybody can agree upon it. There was no structural damage to cause that building to fall in free fall speed at 5:23 in the afternoon. So, I mean, as you said, the burden of proof is on them. It's our job to hold them accountable to the stories. All of these, JFK, Bobby, Martin Luther King, Oklahoma City. It is our job as citizens to make sure that they tell us the truth and the whole truth. And if we keep arguing about all the nuts and bolts and what Lee Harvey Oswald's dog had for dinner the night before, we never get anywhere with this because we don't get organized and force the real truth out. We just sit around and think that we're all Sherlock Holmes and we have a wonderful idea and a theory, right?
Right. Good. Well, I'll let you go.
All right, buddy. Sure appreciate it. Yep. Thanks so much, Joel. Excellent comments. I do appreciate it. I think Dave likes that. Even Dave liked what you had to say.
Yeah. Stay safe there, bro. Yeah. Hey, you are absolutely right. We just need to focus on what didn't happen and not argue about the semantics of what we think might have happened, because that's really what they want us to do, is argue about, you know, whether or not there was planes or energy weapons or nuclear bombs or whatever nonsense they're spinning. So, you know, it's useless.
Sure is, man. Hey, I think our friend Steve in California is waiting. Let's see if we can get him on real quick. Steve, are you out there? Yo, Steve. Might have a little delay.
You guys have
here.
Some of the sharpest people out there, RBN listeners, some of the sharpest people, you know, to bring out the details of what should be. And of course, we're told the opposite. So that last caller was a pretty sharp guy. But, you know, just to throw something at you, you know, we're living in an age of high tech. You got 4G, you got high definition, you got all this technology, surveillance technology, and the government always comes back and shows you the grainy footage. You should be very suspicious when you see grainy footage in an age of high tech, high definition. They always show you grainy footage of what they want you to see, and they'll tell you what you're seeing, which is funny, they have to tell you what you're seeing here, but it's always grainy footage. Just like the Pentagon, just like, a lot of things. They just always show you the grainy footage.
Yeah, the grainy birth certificates too that I saw online. You know, you looked at those, you said, "Oh, it's got to be a problem with just a bad resolution, copy of this online." So, yes, it does look like completely faked and phony and crappy and all this kind of. But that, you know, you're telling yourself, "No, they really wouldn't give us something that bad." But yes, they really did give you something that bad. And speaking of all these days and ages, Steve, when you talk about all the high tech stuff we have to create beautiful, elaborate images with just a razor precision sharp, renditions, of course, of things that are almost believable, you know. And yet they hire some guy who was probably designing the special effects for the Flash Gordon movies in 1929 to create the Obama birth certificates. You know, yeah. What I mean? I mean, it's in your face, as we've been saying before. It's so obvious in some of these cases. It's in your face. And this, again, of course, Steve, you work for the media, and yeah. Dave, you too. This is the responsibility of the media. To be tracking this stuff, to investigate these things. Friends, I'm not saying that we should go on a witch hunt at every drop of the hat, but I'm saying when it's so obvious in so many areas, these people are criminally negligent, and they should be held to criminal prosecution for being a part of this. Now, I worked in television, friends, and, you know, we had photographers and producing people and all kinds of folks behind the scene. I remember a lot of the people I worked with. They were smart people for the most part, but they were just doing their jobs. They didn't have a lot of pull. They didn't have a lot of weight. I'm not saying you have to arrest everybody who's ever stood behind a camera in a studio at a news operation. But you should go after the people who are the CEOs, the news directors, and the people like that who've been involved in this conspiracy, and you should make them pay for what they've done here. I mean, as a journalist, hey, I would love to go back to my university for Journalism Day, you know, and tell them this is what's really going on out there. You know, you have basically an industry of prostitutes. That's a nice word in my thinking.
I just watched the movie the other day, Good Night and Good Luck, about Edward R. Murrow. And we surely need those investigative journalists. We desperately need those people to do their jobs.
Yeah, we really do. And, there's the kind of people that we should have out there, because we used to have good investigative journalists. We used to have people like that that did that kind of work. Chris, you remember the great Woodward and Bernstein, you know, what a so-called great story that was, of course. And they made it look like, you know, journalism was really, you know, an important part of our society, you know, the fifth column. But they weren't real, or the fourth estate, whatever you want to call them, you know. They really weren't doing the kind of work that they should have been doing all during that time. You know, the Watergate issue was just one minor thing that I think even the elite wanted to set up and get rid of Nixon for some reason, which happens. But, you know, we don't have the kind of people out there, except here on independent radio, and now with the internet, it's exploding, because we're all doing our own investigation. We're looking at different sides of things. I always caution people, be very cautious, okay? Don't believe everything you see and read, check, validate, go back, you know, make sure the sources are credible. But man, I'm telling you, we're adding it up here, and we are starting to see what's been going on all this time.
That's it, guys. Thanks.
All right, Steve, we sure do appreciate it, man. Let's see if we can get to John in Tennessee real quick. John?
I appreciate you doing that. You know, it's funny because before I went in the military, I studied architecture. Came out, when I went in the military, I was a weapons mechanic in the Air Force. Bombs, rockets, missiles. So I'm watching the towers fall, and I think your previous caller was Lark. He's dead on. He always is. But I'm watching the towers fall, and there's something called terminal velocity. It's where the resistance of the air and the mass that's falling are equal. That's as fast as it'll fall. So 110 stories falling in less than 11 seconds is 90-plus mile an hour. If it had only been a half a second between floors, it would have taken nearly a minute to fall into the basement. So that tells you in and of itself there was no resistance under the floors. Now, over to the Pentagon. I was a weapons guy in the military. Look, they say that an aircraft, wings and all, folded up and went inside the Pentagon, left no aircraft debris on the lawn. I'm telling you, you know as well as I do, it's a lie. So it's not the criminal conspiracy or the criminal negligence of the media. It's the criminality of the media because they're not being negligent. They're doing what they're paid to do, to give you a story that they believe that you'll buy. This plane over Shanksville, we all know, hey, man, debris from that plane that supposedly fell into the ground so fast and so hard that it buried itself, and we're just going to leave it alone because it's a cemetery now. Debris from that aircraft was 2 miles away in the woods. After it hit the ground, I guess all that junk bounced and went over the trees and 2 miles into the woods, and no one said a word about it. This is all foolishness. It's all nonsense. It's all criminal, literal conspiracy, not theory. These people are doing what it is that they've been born, bred, and raised to do, and that's lie, deceive, and control. To put people under the subjection of a financial slavery to make them good little slaves. And we need to get that through our heads. Building 7, why did it fall? Wasn't hit by a plane? Because the fire wasn't burning hard enough, boys. That's where all the stuff from Ken Lay, all the paperwork was in Building 7. That's where Rudy Giuliani's Emergency Response Center was at, in Building 7. And it wasn't burning quick enough, so we got to pull the building. And I'd like to meet the guy that went in there and said, Mr. Silverstein, I'll wire the building. It's burning. I'll put the explosives in there. Because yep. He was built like a Brahma bull dragging the ground. I want to see that man.
Right on. Hey, it's thanks, John. Got a break. Got to get right back, friends.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com.
Wrapping up Lightspeed today, and we're going to stick around. I am, and Dave will be with us too, of course, for a little bit on the Bob Tuscan show today. So, you know,
The not Bob Tuscan show today.
Yeah, we're going to have, we're going to put new headlines up on the RBN website. Not Bob Tuscan show today. You know, no, he's still struggling with the whole situation, friends, and I'm not trying to, belittle him in his endeavors to try to house his family. It's never easy when you're going through what he's going through, but we'll be sticking around. Hey, Dave, should we try to get the, let's try to get to Fred here if we can. We've got a short segment here, but I think Fred's been
holding. Absolutely.
Fred.
Hey, Fred.
Hello, guys. How you doing?
Good, man. How you doing?
All right.
Oh, I'm kind of happy. Gold shot up $32 in less than an hour.
Wow. Yeah, I've heard, I mean, well, gold is pretty well turned around from its low at 1075, and it's moving up, and I've heard people say that if it hits 1300, it's going to go to 14, 14 to 15. We're looking at probably a turnaround in that market due to the fact that there is very little real metal, and you can't sell pictures out of magazines to people who want to buy real gold. And that's one of the reasons why they're eventually having to see the price come back up, friends, is because they can't keep the scam going if there isn't just a little bit of gold on the market.
I think you're right on, and this may help RBN. You never know. Well, anyhow, have a good day. Bye-bye.
Hey, well, thanks, Fred, for checking in with
us. Stay safe, Fred.
Yeah, it's it may help RBN, and we do have, you know, gold dealers that work with us. Visit our website at republicbroadcasting.org if you're looking to help us with the network, and tell them that Roberts and Roberts, tell them that you heard about their advertisements on our network. I'd like to get those guys on and talk gold one of these days, and we'll do that. But yeah, it is wealth insurance, friends. You know, Dave, I got to tell you about a friend of mine. He's been around for quite a while, and he was telling me back in around 2000 he was buying gold because he was afraid the economy was going to collapse. And he kept, you know, he kept buying gold. Every time he'd get a little ahead, he'd buy a 10th ounce or a half ounce or a full ounce. And, you know, doggone it, I said, why are you spending $300 on a gold ounce? No, actually, I was encouraging him, but a lot of people were asking that question. $300 on a gold ounce back in 2001 and 2, believe it or not. Well, he was really wrong, man. The economy didn't collapse. And now he has the best of both worlds. He has all that gold he bought at $300 an ounce that's now $1,250, $1,275, went all the way up to $1,850 not too long ago, and could go way back up, friends. But, you know, it's wealth insurance. You know, he doesn't have to go to his bank. He didn't have to go to his stockbroker. He didn't have to go to anybody. He can just dig out a coin if he wants and sell it for four times what he bought it for back in 2001 and 2.
Yep. Nothing wrong with that. And when all these paper gold contracts crash, man, we're in for a real crash on the gold market. We hadn't seen anything yet. Leverage more than 600 to 1 paper ounces to physical. Yeah, it's not going to end well.
Yeah, I had to have a tooth replaced not too long ago, and they put a gold cap on it, and they asked me if I wanted a paper gold cap on my tooth.
Ah.
I said, no, do they make those? And he said, well, we can pretend like they do. You know, I mean, it's such a fraud, friends. And it's going to, the thing is going to crash if they don't put a little gold out on the market. And so obviously the price is going back up right now, and it's going to keep going. It is embarrassed to dollar something horrific. Dave, the end of light show coming up on Bob Tuscan, can you give us a send-off and a bring-in?
Absolutely. Hey, we'll be back here in about a minute and a half. We'll catch you on the flip side. Until then, stay safe and stay free.
Are you familiar with the term vigor? Strength in body and mind? He pursued his tennis game with vigor, for example? Well, I hadn't, but I learned about it from Kirk Crosby. All right, and he actually let me take a scientifically proven free vigor test. And I got 13 out of 32, not very good. But I worked on it with him, and believe it or not, now I have a 29 out of 32 and improving vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is this scientific vigor score, huh? My response is you got to take the free test available now. Get a hold of Kirk Crosby to learn about it. The number is 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Or email Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com for your free vigor test today. Kurt, libertyroundtable.com, or 801-669-2211. Vigor test free, scientifically proven today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Obviously, I'm not Bob, but hey, I'm Dave, and I got Steve Starrs riding along, and we're going to ride this hour out, and we're going to talk about something useful, I'm quite sure.
Yeah, we will, and I'm not Bob either. I'm Steve Starrs, as most of you know, because you listen to RBN and listen to our show preceding this one, brought to you by Shoddy Potty and the Holy Tea. Not necessarily in that order, but friends, we're glad to, has it come to this, really? You've been listening to our commercial. Yeah, there you go, man. That was, appropriate. But yeah, this is, the Bob Tuscan, not the, well, it's the Bob Tuscan show, but we're not Bob Tuscan. We're glad to be along with you. And of course, we'll take some calls and bring up some topics. And there's plenty to talk about, friends. I'm glad to be here. I value this time. I really do. It's important to have you out there and to be listening, to be paying attention, because we are watching some amazing events happen, friends. This is the old Chinese proverb, interesting times. So, we could give out our phone number, 800-313-9443, and have some folks call in on the Bob Tuscan.